Jordana Latozas is an acute care nurse practitioner. While working at a brick-and-mortar clinic, she noticed many patients had a hard time finding transportation to their appointments. So she founded the Recovery Mobile Clinic in Michigan as a way to bring care to them. Latozas spoke with WDET's Nargis Rahman.
Well, I'm a nurse practitioner. I've been in addiction medicine pretty much my whole career, always kind of interested in, you know, like the pain management and addiction side. So, you know, we kind of overlap a little bit there. I've been in the field of addiction medicine, though, for the last 7 years now. And in just our traditional brick and mortar practice, I started noticing that we were losing about 30% of our patients just because of transportation barriers. They just couldn't get to us. My husband happens to sell RVs. We kind of put our heads together a little bit and, you know, kind of started investigating the mobile model and how it can apply to addiction medicine, really found that there isn't a whole lot out there. So we formed the nonprofit and kind of got it going on the road. So what we've been trying to do is increase access for medicated assisted treatments in the community. We decided to do this in February of 2020. Mobile medicine is the epitome of flexibility. So it was a good lesson in learning how to, you know, really address the needs of the population and meet the population where they're at and then build on that.
So tell me about the patients that you are seeing. What is like the most common thing that you are treating people for, and what are you doing about it?
Pre-pandemic, we were treating, I would say about 70% of our population was like opiate, heroin, fentanyl, addiction, and about 30% was alcohol. Post-pandemic, those numbers have flipped. So we're actually seeing about 70% alcohol addiction now, 30% on the opiate side. And that's a huge change. You know, I mean, unfortunately, with the pandemic, what we did see was that there's a large portion of the population that didn't handle that very well. We also see patients for general medical care because we take these units to the high risk and underserved population. So we do see a lot of homeless. We see a lot of people in transitional housing, women's shelters, that kind of stuff. So we're really trying to reach the population that is hard hit. You know, addiction transcends socioeconomic barriers and everything else. So we do see a good population.
Do you have approximate numbers of how many people you've served since you opened the clinic?
Thousands, because like I said, we were doing COVID testing and stuff. So that drives those numbers up. But we have given out close to 400 Vivitrol injections since we started. We always say that's 400 months of sobriety that we've been able to bring to the community.
How does that medicine, would you say, help in the opioid epidemic?
So Vivitrol we use for both alcohol and opiates. It blocks the cravings for alcohol. What will also happen is that it's not going to allow that dopamine response, that positive reinforcement that we get from when we drink. It is a opiate antagonist, which means it completely blocks the signals going in or out of opiate receptors in the brain. It will not allow any opiates to bind to that opiate receptor, so you don't get any effect from it. It will also kick anything that is bound to an opiate receptor off. The danger where this kind of lines up is that if they try to use while they're on Vivitrol, or we try to give it to them too soon when all of the opiates aren't out of their system, what we can do is kick off all of those opiate receptors and throw them into what we call a precipitated withdrawal, which is a very uncomfortable and potentially dangerous situation. So we have to pick our patients very carefully. People have to be off of opiates for 14 days. Now, and we have to take safety into consideration.
How are you getting funded for your clinic?
So our clinic takes in insurance. So we run just like any other medical clinic would. We also formulated the nonprofit side of it, which is called the Patient Recovery Fund. If you kind of think about it in a simplified manner, it's almost like our own insurance company. 100% of donations go directly towards patient care. And what will happen is a patient comes into the clinic that does not have insurance. We see them, we treat them exactly the same. We reimburse ourselves at the Medicaid reimbursement rate. We're also, you know, working our case management with those patients. We're also going to work with them on, let's submit the Medicaid application. Let's get the paperwork going. Let's kind of put them in a better situation.
How many people do you have on your team?
We are a staff of 12 now and continuing to grow.
Tell me more about how your program has changed since its inception.
So the inception was, you know, primarily addiction. The pandemic changed it the most really quickly. Counties, municipalities, local governments are very nervous about a mobile addiction clinic coming into their community. We love your idea. Fantastic. You guys are angels. This is amazing. Don't do it here. That was the response that we were getting. when COVID hit, what we were able to figure out really quickly is that municipalities' fears came down significantly if you could meet them at where they needed you the most. We had COVID tests, COVID vaccines, things that we could bring into the community. And if you think, you know, we're in Michigan, so COVID hit February and March, it's still cold up here. The people in the homeless shelters had nowhere to go. They just kicked everybody out. So now all of a sudden the municipalities are dealing with, it's a really cold time. People are in danger and there's nowhere for them to go unless we can get them on a COVID test. So us being able to offer those immediate services broke down those barriers right away. And we were able to expand into about 7 counties, you know, in 2 years, which was a lot faster than what we thought was going to happen.
What does it mean to you to be able to provide these services?
As a nurse, nurses do the best when we are with patients one-on-one. You know, the hospital systems are fantastic. You know, big facilities are fantastic. You know, inpatient rehabs have a huge part to play in all of this. But when you build that relationship on a community basis with somebody, you're building, you know, relationship. That's what keeps me going. And that's what empowers us to keep growing because we know we're making a difference. These